Chapter 3, Three Things to Avoid to Help Prevent Alzheimer's and Dementia. According to the Alzheimer's Association, Alzheimer's is one of 13 forms of dementia. Some others claim that there are 80 forms of dementia. No matter what the actual number is, what is not disputed is that Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. The different types of dementia are distinguished by and based on symptoms and causes. Dementia in any form is something that you want to avoid if at all possible. A list of the types of dementia is shown later in this chapter. I believe that the reason why you want to avoid memory loss and weakness is self-evident. Nevertheless, I find it surprising the responses I get from many people in the lectures I have given to community groups on the subject of how to take care of your brain and memory. Most of the people in the audience did not take the high risk of developing dementia seriously. I don't understand why this is the case. This is particularly disturbing to me because the majority of the audience members at my lectures have been 50 or older. Perhaps they listen to their doctor's dismissive attitudes about memory difficulties as being just a normal part of aging and just come back when it is bad enough for you to put you on medication. Well, let me tell you something. I don't like that dismissive attitude. And I know that doing nothing is not a way to outsmart dementia. There actually are things that you can do to improve your brain health and decrease the chances of dementia. These are mistakes that I have reported during CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, and CW TV news talk interviews that you can watch at http://www.theredwoodclinic.com/media-kit. And if you don't know why you should take the time and effort to avoid dementia and Alzheimer's starting right now, you can go to my website, http://www.outsmartingdementia.org, that has vignettes of experiences people have had with dementia and Alzheimer's. And you can watch such movies as Still Alice. What is dementia and what are some types of dementia? Dementia is a general term for loss of memory and other mental abilities severe enough to interfere with daily life. It is caused by physical changes in the brain. A list of different types of dementia includes the following: mild cognitive impairment, posterior cortical atrophy, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injury, Alzheimer's, vascular, dementia with Lewy bodies, mixed dementia, Parkinson's disease, frontotemporal dementia, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, normal pressure hydrocephalus, Huntington's disease, and Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, which is associated often with alcoholism. Memory loss that disrupts daily life may be a symptom of Alzheimer's or another dementia. Alzheimer's is a brain disease that causes a slow decline in memory, thinking, and reasoning skills. It causes a degeneration of functioning. As I have reported during TV news interviews on CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, and CW around the country, and completely based on scientific and medical studies, there are three things that you should avoid to help prevent from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. If you do not avoid these and correct the issues, your health will suffer in other areas as well. My purpose with this book is to help you avoid Alzheimer's and successfully keep your brain safe, sharp, and sexy into the future. The John Belushi. The first mistake I call the John Belushi. John was a large man and a comedian. It is great to laugh. It is essential to laugh in life for so many reasons. On the other hand, obesity is no laughing matter from a health perspective. So, with respect to Alzheimer's and dementia, The first thing to avoid is obesity. Obesity is an extreme form of being overweight. According to the Kaiser Family Medical Foundation, obesity and overweight conditions lower brain function. In fact, the more fat you have on your body, the smaller your brain becomes. You might be thinking, I know many people who are overweight or obese who are really smart. But in the long run, obesity is a liability for risk factors associated with brain degeneration and damage, like having a stroke and developing crusty brain syndrome. Obesity is a risk factor for many other conditions, but those are not the focus of this book. Would you like to know if you are overweight or obese? You probably have a good idea already, but to get specifics on your body composition, read on. There are several ways to determine whether you are in a healthier weight range for your personal situation or whether you are overweight or obese. There are five major ways to determine this from measurements. You can measure your hip-to-waist ratio with a measuring tape. You can use a buoyancy tank. You can use bioimpedance analysis. You can use skin calipers. And you can use BMI. The most common method is using BMI, a body mass index chart. You line up your weight and height, no cheating on the figures, and then determine your BMI, body mass index, from the chart. A 19 to 24 BMI is considered in the healthier range. A 25 to 29 is overweight, and 30 or higher is obese. I like to use the bioimpedance analysis in the clinic as it is accurate, and it takes into account an individual's personal circumstances. A full 80% of Americans are overweight or obese, putting them at a greater risk of developing Alzheimer's or dementia. This increased risk was found to be true in a scientific study done by Kaiser Permanente Research in 2013. It bears repeating. It has also been discovered that the more visceral fat you have, the smaller your brain becomes. Visceral fat means fat accumulating around your organs, as opposed to fat under your skin. Visceral fat accumulates around your liver, heart, intestines, as opposed to fat located under your skin, which is called cutaneous fat. Are you setting yourself up for dementia and small brain syndrome due to too much fat? If you are, take this seriously. You need to address this now. There are healthy options and programs to help you improve your body composition mentioned at the end of this chapter. My training in several effective systems to help improve body composition gives me a great way to help others reduce their brain risk factors through programs at the Redwood Clinic. These include the use of medical foods, detoxification, and exercise. Did I tell you that the Kaiser Family Foundation also did a study based in real patients over 20 years that concluded that the risk of dementia is increased with the greater amount of visceral fat on your body? No, I did not forget that I just wrote that. The competent brain needs to hear something repeated at least 3 times to start to get it to stick. I am not simply being redundant. The breakdown of the brain and decreased nerve density and power associated with Alzheimer's is shown in comparison to a normal brain in the photos above on page 21. You can see more black areas on the right, indicating that the nerves have degenerated and thus the brain tissue has shrunken. Cerebrospinal fluid contained within the meningeal membranes, fills up the space like a swimming pool liner filled with more water as the swimming pool gets bigger. These normal spaces in the brain are called ventricles. We have a body mass index chart at the top of page 22. This is one of many examples of a BMI body mass index chart. All BMI charts have three components: height, weight, and BMI. The height is always listed in the left side column or across the top row. Body weight in pounds or kilograms and BMI are either in the left column or top row or in the inside of the chart. In this chart, the weight is in the body of the chart and the BMI is listed across the top. This chart also shows the associations of the BMI numbers and the classifications: healthy, overweight, and obese across the top of the chart under the BMI. The higher your BMI, the higher your health risk. Using this chart, to find your BMI, find your height along the left-hand column. Go to the right across the row that corresponds to your height until you get to your weight. Don't cheat. Then go up that column of your weight, corresponding to your height, to find your BMI. Is it in the healthy, overweight, or obese category? If you are overweight or obese, you have some serious work to do. Unless you are a top athlete and your muscle mass is so high that your weight tips you over into a higher BMI. Evander Holyfield is one such example of a highly muscular athlete who has a high BMI but a low fat mass. If you are not a top athlete, it is time to get started to be more persistent in finding a program that works for you. We have a picture, the look of obesity in a Speedo swimsuit. Addressing overweight and obesity, especially with visceral body fat, is important for your health and the health and well-being of those around you. For further information about the effective programs to address this, go to http://www.theredwoodclinic.com/healthy-body-composition. Illustration of Prince Charles on Late Late Show. The Prince Charles. The second thing to avoid is what I call the Prince Charles. Craig Ferguson used to make fun of Prince Charles on The Late Late Show. He portrayed Prince Charles as having very bad teeth. The importance of taking care of your teeth and gums is an area of health that is well known, but often neglected. The fact that it can also affect the brain is a discovery that I have been sharing with the public on television since spring 2014. Inflammation or infection of the gums or mouth not only affects the mouth, teeth, and sinuses, but also has significant impact on the overall health of the body and brain. Infections or chronic inflammation of the mouth and gums can result in inflammatory influences in the sinuses and the brain. That can cause a breakdown in the brain's defense mechanisms. This damage to the blood-brain barrier can lead to leaky brain syndrome. Leaky brain syndrome is a situation where the brain is exposed to allergens, toxins, and inflammatory reactions that it is normally protected from. All of these can cause irritation to the brain and nerves and can lead to a breakdown of the brain and spinal cord. So, what should you do? Brush and floss your teeth. Get regular dental care. And cut down on acidic and sugar-rich foods to prevent teeth cavities as well as brain cavities that are seen on the MRIs of patients with Alzheimer's. I'm not saying that the brain cavities on MRIs come from bad dental care, but it could be contributory. And poor dental hygiene can lead to halitosis. And bad breath is not sexy. See the later chapter 10 in this book on this topic. The Three Stooges and Cumulative Traumas from Head Injury. The Three Stooges. The third thing to avoid is what I call the Three Stooges. Curly, Larry, and Moe are the Three Stooges. Comedians I grew up watching on Saturday morning TV, as many of you did as well. Their slapstick comedy is classic. It portrays the common injuries that happen to people throughout their day-to-day living. Falling down, jarring the head and neck, direct blows to the head, running into doors, walls, windows, etc. We have all had these experiences in life if we have lived long enough. And as a child, I seem to recall mimicking those Three Stooges antics with my sisters, much to the chagrin of our parents. I personally think that there is something funny about self-deprecating humor, allowing us humans to laugh at ourselves and the mistakes we make. Laughing at our mistakes can help take the sting out of them. At the same time, laughing at others' mistakes and misfortunes can also be a tendency that some of us can fall into easily if not careful. Having these injuries as a matter of simply living is inevitable. However, the Three Stooges had these types of injuries, as well as getting slapped up aside the head, over and over in very short period of time. These were repetitive injuries. In the Three Stooges series, these antics were considered to be funny and nothing to be taken seriously. They were just stooges, after all. But in real life, repetitive blows to the head should be taken seriously. Just laughing about such injuries is trivializing them. Why would that be the case? Because these injuries can cause damage to various parts of the head and neck, as well as other parts of the body. In particular, because these injuries can damage the meninges should be examined periodically and taken care of therapeutically. You may be wondering, what are the meninges?